Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, you're tuned to Radio Islam International. The program is called The Power Half Hour. In a few seconds time, we'll be joined by Ronald for the daily workout. And after that, we'll be discussing a different top time-wasting exercises which you should avoid. We'll also be talking about etiquette. That tying up with our second discussion when we speak to Faiza Munshi at 1:45, inshallah. And we'll be discussing the topic of greeting etiquette and greeting first. You know, does ego block you from being the one that greets first? So you can send all of your questions to Ronald or to Faiza Munshi for the second hour, insert by WhatsApping 0727861548, or you can SMS 48855 and Twitter at EJAZ_K. Get those messages coming through. Time to welcome Ronald to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ronald.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brother Ijaz. Are you keeping well?
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing well. How are you this afternoon?
Alhamdulillah, I'm keeping good, energized and high spirit.
Brilliant.
So far, so good.
That's wonderful. Now, you know, we're going to be discussing with our second guest on etiquette and greeting etiquette. You know, I was just thinking about gym etiquette. I haven't been to a gym in years, but I mean, I can remember people leaving the machines at the gym with sweat on it. Is that bad gym etiquette?
I think that's just bad either which way, but definitely bad etiquette. You know, when you're going to a communal area, especially when you're sharing gym equipment and you're sweating on that equipment, you know, it's unhygienic, number one, and number two, it's just polite to clean it, you know. I'm sure you didn't find that piece of equipment like that, and why would you didn't want to stain it with your sweat so the next person doesn't go and do a bench press, but rather they go do a backstroke when laying on the bench. So definitely clean up the equipment when you're done. If you don't have a sweat towel with you, which you should, then you can always get paper towel and they have sanitizing wash there that you could spray on the equipment and just clean it out.
Indeed, and just because it's called sweatpants doesn't mean that it stops you from sweating onto the machine. So yeah, take care in terms of keeping the machines dry and keep others, you know, in your minds as you. You want to receive the machine as you found it, or you wouldn't want to find a machine full of sweat, so leave it the same way for others. Now, Ronald, getting into the workout for today, we're all set, we're all ready to go, raring to go. Let's go.
Well, today's workout is very much of a cardio workout again. And the reason I'm doing a cardio workout is because in the West Rand of Johannesburg, there are power failures.
Ooh.
And the only thing I can think of is right now is to put people on a treadmill, get them to get active, power the whole power grid. Let's use manual exercise to do that. So with that in mind, on the spot, here's what I want you now to do. I want you to do gentle knee kicks. So you're going to lift your knee up halfway, and you're going to touch it down to the ground, but you're going to aim to do it very quickly. So as you touch your foot on the ground, you're going to explode your knee up halfway. And as you lift your knee up, you drop both hands down to your knee with a slight twist. Are you ready?
Just
be doing for 45 seconds. Let's go. Knee, 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 knee. So you're literally doing it explosively. You're doing it very quickly, and you're doing it very lightly with the foot contact on the floor. And that also allows you to brace the impact, and it allows the muscles to get additional strength work while warming the body up and doing some cardio with this. All right, so once you've done this exercise, 5 more seconds, 4, 3, 2, 1. The next one we're going to do are called foot shuffles and arm raises. So you're going to shuffle your feet backwards and forward as quickly as you can. So you're not going to slide them on the floor. They're going to be lifted up slightly. And while you're doing that, you're going to be raising your hands, keeping your elbows straight in front of you, alternating one at a time.
Like Muhammad Ali.
Well, you could try to be as such. You could float like a butterfly and sing like
a bee.
But if you look like different, then you might not do either. So let us go for it. You look like you have time for jokes today, brother Ijaz. I like that. I like that. What's the end? So let's go for it. Up and down. Let's go. Shuffle, shuffle, shuffle. Right leg forward, left leg forward. Right forward, left forward. Right arm up, left arm up. Keep on going, keep on going. This you do for another 45 seconds. Remember, we're going for a high-intensity cardio workout. We want to burn fat. We want to increase the health benefits that we're going to get from this exercise and really get our heart rate up. Keep going. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Now, the next exercise, I want you to place both hands onto your ears, elbows out to the side. I want you to do a half squat. And as you lift up, I want you to kick in front of you, then drop down. So it's a front kick in front of you where you raise your knee up and then you extend the leg out. So it's a quick explosive motion. Okay, your favorite phrase to describe this is a trapping exercise. Wow. All right, so let's go for it. Hands on the ears, squat halfway, up, kick right leg. Squat down, left leg. Squat down, right leg. Squat down, left leg. That's your rhythm, that's your pace. You do this for another 45 seconds. Now, when you do this, we're only doing a half squat. And the half squat, you know, doesn't put too much pressure on the knees, but allows you to get enough tension in those legs to allow you to explode up and get that kick out as fast as you can. Keep it going. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Great. And our last exercise for today is going to be our engaged punches. So what I want you to do is open your feet up wider than shoulder width apart. Bend both knees down as though you're almost sitting on a chair. Keep your hands out in front of you. And I want you to punch both hands up over your head. So you're punching above your head towards the roof area. But you're going to keep your legs bent and you're going to keep tension in that area. So punch above your head. You do that for 20 seconds. Punch, punch, punch as fast as you can, as hard as you can. 5, 4, keep on going, keep on going. When you're done with punching to the head, you're then going to punch directly in front of you for another 20 seconds. Go. That's it. Punch, punch, punch. Elbows come back. Hand goes as far forward as you can. Elbows back. Hands as far forward as you can. Keep it going. Good. Now you're going to punch down towards the ground and lift the elbows up towards your shoulder for the last 20 seconds. Go, go, go. Keep the knees bent. Get the tension in those legs. 5 more seconds. 4, 3, 2, and 1. And that is how simple today's upper body, lower body, and strength workout is. And we linked in cardio, we linked in mobility, we linked in flexibility. So this is the biryani of exercise.
Brilliant stuff. And yeah, that last one, punching down, is reminiscent like when a guy gets caught stealing shoes at the masjid. The uncles are usually in that position, you know.
You know, they're usually in that position, but rather than get violent with the person stealing his shoes, engage them, find out why and how you can assist. The same thing with exercise. We're not there to punish our bodies. We're there to nurture, encourage, and edge our bodies towards health and fitness.
100%. Now, Ronald, just a reminder to the listeners, you can send your questions through. Ronald is with us for the next 5 minutes or so, inshallah. You can send it via SMS 48855, WhatsApp 0727861548, or Twitter at EJAZ_K. Now, Ronald, what are the top time-wasting exercises?
You know, what's the definition of a time-wasting exercise? And what it boils down to is that many of the common workouts involve a lot of effort while offering you minimal reward. Now, that for me is a time-wasting exercise, because why would you put so much effort into particular exercises, but the reward that you get out for your body is absolutely minimal? There's no return on investment to your body or your health or even really your muscle groups. So in my terms, in gym terms, this is what energy wasted and time-wasting exercises are. And the first one is something that many people have been doing for years, and many people still do. And those are called crunches, ab crunches. Because when doing crunches, you're just lifting your shoulders off the ground, flexing your ab muscles without engaging the waist or even the lower abdomen. So what this does is it creates huge muscle imbalance, which could result in back pain and back issues if you don't engage your core.
Stiff neck as well.
And a stiff neck as well, and ultimately stiff neck, stiff shoulders. And many people say when doing crunches, oh, my neck is so sore. That's because they're doing it with an incorrect technique. So it's an exercise that takes a lot of control and a core foundation, or rather a base foundation of core strength to really begin to be effective if you do it properly. So by doing 1,000 crunches a day, do you think that'll get rid of body fat? The answer is no, it won't. It might strengthen your ab muscles, but you need to really incorporate core engaging exercises such as planks and variations on that, because it'll help you tighten and tone those muscles, but also give you functional benefits of ab strength and back strength. And the second exercise that we look at is the exercise known as the adductors or the abductors. Now, those are for the inner and the outer thigh muscles, you know, or the gluteals. Now, you know this machine is a gym, brother Jones, or any machine that you can even buy for home use. If you sit in the machine and you put your knees together and there's a resistance on the outside of your knee and you open your knees outward,
yes,
then you can close your knees in and you put the resistance on the inside of the knee. That's the exercise that we're talking about.
Okay.
Now, what this does is it doesn't work the muscles that you're trying to work. It might burn in those areas, but the tendons and the ligaments are getting more damaged because it's a limiting range of motion with that exercise. Rather engage in lunges or squats like we've been doing, because those are more effective in engaging your glutes, your hamstring, and your quadricep muscles, your entire leg area at the same time, you know? Mm-hmm. The other exercises that we look at that could waste time are, of course, tricep kickbacks. Now, this example of this is where you grab resistance in your hand and you're leaning forward, tuck your elbows into your side, bend your elbows at 90 degrees, and you kick your hands backwards. That's called the tricep kickback. Now, many people say, no, this is what's going to tone my saggy arms. Because it's very hard to lift heavier resistance in that position. However, when you do that, you're not working the tricep muscle effectively. There are three heads of the tricep muscle. So you're only basically working one of those three. So you're literally doing minimal effect on that muscle group. I would rather people get involved in doing push-ups, the French presses that we do, so that you tone the entire back of the arms, the shoulders and the chest as well, rather than just one component of the back of the arms. And finally, an exercise that many, many gentlemen waste their time on is known as wrist curls. You know, they want to get bigger forearms, you know, those duck forearms.
Yeah, now, Popeye
forearms, exactly. Now, you need to remember this, that you're wasting the time with that. Rather go for bicep curls. The forearm will be engaged. Go for bicep curls. Utilize the dumbbells or the barbells, and it will give you a better effect for both the forearm and the bicep.
Brilliant stuff. Jazakallah khair for that, Ronald. And we'll pick it up, inshallah, the verbal fitness sessions once again next week. We look forward to it. And lots of people are saying that they do tune in for the workouts and they enjoy the discussions. So Jazakallah khair for your time, as always.
It's an absolute pleasure. And to you and the listeners, keep fit and keep healthy. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, verbal fitness sessions there. Ronald talking about no crunches, do planks, no more. What was it, the other thing you was talking about? I can't remember now at this moment. You rather go with lunges and squats and push-ups over that Popeye pushing mechanism that they use. So, yeah, it's more all-round. And you can see as well, quality over quantity is the new thing now because of the lack of time that people have in terms of, you know, going to the gym or whatever. So, yeah, so quality over quantity, and yes, plank is the new crunch. Coming up in a few seconds time, we'll be joined by Faiza Munshi. He'll be talking about etiquettes of greeting. What should you greet first? Is it your ego that is blocking you from greeting first? You can also send your information or your thoughts on the subject on the interactive mediums that we have already provided.
And when life is hard,
yes, indeed. Now we're joined by Faiza Munshi, who is one of those rare people who is constantly seeking a better way to live life fully and joyfully. She's a veteran in broadcast media with an eye for natural beauty and a keen interest in uplifting women and children in her community. She spends her free time in shock that free time exists. And she's made some time for us once again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Faiza.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ijaz.
How are you doing this afternoon?
Alhamdulillah, doing well. I hope this phone line behaves today because I think it wasn't very good last week. But inshallah, hopefully it will all be good.
Inshallah. Let's pray for that. But now, Faiza, whenever we have these discussions, I often ask the question as to why you have chosen a particular topic, you know. So why are we speaking about greeting etiquette today?
You know, and often my answer is, I must say that it comes from life usually. You know, this is what our program, the 15 minutes a week, is about anyway. It's about stuff that just happens in life, the
yes.
things that we, some things we need to improve on, some things we need as part of our life. But I was recently at a talk, and I'm sitting and listening to the Appa, and she says, you know, we have given our values over to the kuffar, and they are selling it back to us. And I thought, okay, that sounds a bit strange. I mean, why would she say something like that? I mean, none of us want to do that. You know, nobody wants to give their values over to someone else and then have them sell it back. And I thought, okay, let's wait for it to elaborate. And then she said, I mean, if you think about things like these finishing schools and you think about psychology textbooks and sociology textbooks and self-help books, what are they doing? They're basically trying to teach you how to be a better person.
Yes.
Or how to act a certain way, how to behave a certain way. They're teaching us how to be better human beings in terms of etiquette. And that comes down to akhlaq. So it was quite ironic that we're saying, you know what, all of these books and finishing schools and all these fancy places are teaching us how to act as Muslims, and at a cost, right? And when we should, as Muslims, be teaching that to everyone else for free. So that kind of struck a chord with me, thinking, okay, you know what? What are some of the things that we should be doing as Muslims, and sort of setting that example? First, I think within ourselves, our close community, our close families, and then it goes on to obviously our neighbors, our communities, and you know, people at large. But I think it's just the way we interact on a daily basis that we don't realize, you know, some of the things we do. Every single one of us. I mean, whenever you and I talk, Ijaz, I mean, some of the things we talk about are the things we also have as weaknesses, and that's why they come up as topics as well.
Yes.
So you know, not to say we're sitting here on A and as media and saying, oh, you know what, this is what we should be doing, and you know,
we struggle with it as well.
Yes, that's why we talk about it. Is that because we all have our little nuances that we struggle with, and we thought, okay. So I was laughing because I was thinking about how to say it, and I said, yeah, we're relegating our values to the non-Muslims, you know.
That's a soccer reference.
That's a soccer reference.
Oh, well done.
So, yeah. So I thought, and that's really what we're doing. We're giving it over. And we stay there and selling it back to us. So I think that's why, you know, to start with something simple, and as we go along with our programs, we'll probably use this as a base in terms of Salaam as one of it. But as the, you know, programs go by, we'll, obviously we change it around every week, but now and again bring it back to etiquette and add and talk about different aspects of things that we could be doing. So the first would be greeting, and then we'll look later on at things like, you know, getting permission to enter a home, getting permission to enter a room, those kind of things that we've also lost. Even within our little, within our homes, we forget to teach ourselves those things, we forget to teach our children those etiquettes. So inshallah, slowly we'll build on this topic as we go along.
Slowly but surely. Now, Faiza, why should we greet? What's the benefit for us?
I mean, Ijaz, when you greet someone, let me just ask you that question. The first thing, when you greet someone, what happens?
You smile. I tend to smile when I greet the person, so they start to smile, so it's like infectious, and that's what happens. What else?
So, but the other thing also that happens is that it breaks the ice. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You've broken the ice. You can now start, after you've done that, you can start having a conversation. But I mean, there's no greeting like this in the world. So I was looking, when I was researching it, I was looking at greetings in different cultures. And if you go to any other, it's very confusing in other cultures. You know, some people give their hand, some don't give their hand, some, you know, use this, one kiss and three kisses and this and that and whatever. It's such a simple thing. Islam always makes everything so simple.
Yes.
You know, it's just Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And the meaning of it, as we'll go into just now, is it makes things so simple. And already, with that few seconds, you've broken the ice. And you've said, you can now start having a conversation with someone. How are you? How are you doing? How's your family? How's, you know, or start on your business conversation, whatever that is. And we look at the benefits of Salaam. And we wonder how come we don't do it more. They say a man once passed the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was sitting with a few others, and the man said, Assalamu alaikum, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person got 10 hasanat. And as they're sitting, another man passed by, and this person said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace be upon you and the mercy of Allah and his blessings. He said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi, peace be upon you and the mercy of Allah.
Yes.
So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that man has gotten 20 hasanat. And the third man passed, said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he got 30 hasanat for what he said. He said, peace be upon you and the mercy of Allah and his blessings. How many times in any other culture would you have people say, you know, may there be peace and blessings upon you? Even if they don't use Allah's name, but you'll never have people meet each other and say, may there be peace and blessings upon you, as we do in Islam. Mm-hmm. So it's something that we need to value, really, really take as our own, you know. We need to own it as Muslims and say, you know, this is an amazing thing. So when we say Salaam, it's just peace, but we can add on to that. And I think sometimes, I don't know, it does over the years, we've started to become shy to make Salaam properly.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like the people who make Salaam properly, they're very biased. You know, if you make a full salam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, then you're a very pious person. But I think we need to get that out of our heads, every single one of us, including myself, because I think we all do the salam, salam. You know, it's become it's like an everyday thing that people do. We don't finish our salam properly. So in order to get the full benefit of 30 hasanat, we need to say the full salam and not be shy about it. So we need to own that and enjoy the fact that we are actually getting a reward every time we say it.
Indeed. Now, Faiza, you know, this next one I want to ask you about, I know it happens to every single person that is possibly listening at this time, whether it's at a function, a wedding, or whether it's at a conference or something, you'll always see someone and you want to go and greet them and they see you, but then they slant a U-turn or they try to play hard to get and they don't want to greet first, but then you decide, you know what, I'll be the better person, let me go and greet them. And then you greet them and they make like they see you for the first time and, you know, it's like awkward. So how does the issue of ego feature here when it comes to greeting?
And I was thinking about it. I was thinking, you know, sometimes you're standing like in a queue and you're in a shopping mall or something, and like you're being brought up the situation where somebody sees you and you know they've seen you, whatever. We can also do it as well. So you're standing in a queue and you see all these people walking about doing their business and whatever, and you'll see non-Muslim people meeting each other, having a chat, greeting, you know, talking about their children and their schools and everything. And then suddenly you spot on the side, you know, on the sideline, you see somebody with a scarf and you think, oh, should I turn my head? Shouldn't I? Do I know her? Don't I know her? If I know her, am I in the mood to speak to her? That kind of thing. We've got a lot of that within us. And I think as we're going and we're getting busier in our lives and we're getting more, I guess we're getting a little bit more ego prone, we're doing it more and more. Like we maybe, you know, like, okay, if she sees me, she can greet me, unless she comes right next to me. So it's something that is so simple that we need to do, but we've become, like you said, ego, this is where ego plays a role. Okay, I'll greet her if she greets me first.
Yeah.
But if she doesn't greet me, there's no need for me to greet her. Why should I? I mean, you know, who's she? Why should I greet her? And that's what we need to get out of our minds also. And often, you know, I think at some point in our lives, we go through this and we realize, you know what, it's so wrong. So sometimes, as you're growing up and you're changing and people have different spiritual paths or whatever, you say you see somebody for us as women, you see somebody, you're in hijab, you see somebody in niqab. And you say, oh, she's in niqab, she's holier, she needs to greet first. But you've seen her first, and you've seen the lady, and you're right in her eye line. Make salam. It doesn't make you. It makes you the better person. And for those, for the woman in niqab, she will reply your salam because that is first upon her. It's something that she has to reply. For the woman in niqab, seeing the woman in hijab, make salam to her first as well. So, you know, we break these barriers because we often very judgmental in terms of how people look and whatever. But let's just break down those barriers first because we don't know what people's conditions are. We don't know what situations are. But, and we don't know who's close to Allah. That's the other thing. So, you know, make salam to each other. It's a simple thing. And if somebody makes salam to you, it is absolutely imperative that you reply to that salam. You know, that is a first upon you that you reply to the salam. You know, when you look at some of the hadith that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam talks about, and he says, Muslim has five rights over his fellow Muslims. And one of those five rights is that he should return his salam. So if somebody makes salam to you, as much as you may not be in the mood to greet, you may want to act like you didn't see them, you having a bad day, return the salam. Because that is something that you absolutely have to do. That is a right of his or her over you. Now, of course, we're talking about, you know, as you're walking about, we're talking about women greeting women, men greeting men. So that is something that we can... It's an ego thing that we can get rid of. We can stop acting like we didn't see them. We can stop acting like, you know what, we didn't see the person in the next aisle. We can, because sometimes, you know, you in a situation where you make salam and you never know, you may a few minutes later end up in a situation where you need help from someone. And where do you think that would come from? It will obviously, you know, at the back of a person's mind, you see a Muslim woman, that woman just greeted me. I wonder what's wrong. Is there something wrong? Let me assist. But, I mean, if you walk by with that ego, you know, it's going to be very seldom that the person turns back and says, you know, let me go and assist her because I just greeted her and she didn't have the decency to answer. So simple things that change us as, I think as communities, as first as human, as individuals, as families, and as communities, is just to do the salam, to make salam, because there's so many benefits to it. And maybe our, it's just to increase the way we make salam, and let's be happy about it, you know? When you make salam, like you said, when you meet someone, you smile, you break down the barriers, you make salam, and really, that does change the way we interact with people. It already creates a positive attitude between two people.
Indeed. Now, someone sending through sunnahs of greeting and handshake to greet every Muslim, those we know and those we don't know, with Assalamu alaikum. Young must greet the old. It is sunnah to stand and greet people. When greeting a person, it is sunnah to greet with two hands. And the person who greets first is closer to Allah and free of pride. So let that be your motivation. You want to get closer to Allah, you will greet first. Once before we get to the last question, Faisal, in terms of challenging our listeners today, we are not advocating now that brothers walking in the street now say, Assalamu alaikum, sister, how are you doing today? We're not advocating that at all.
Not at all. And the other point, I mean, like the listener made the point of, you know, the young should greet the old. I think as it depends what age group you're in at the moment, but let's be honest, if you are older, we are also setting an example. So as much as if we want our young kids, and I don't know, please listeners, if you have a solution to this, I don't know if you have young kids, but you know how difficult it is to get young children to speak? It's not because of, and for them it's not ego, it's sometimes it's just pure shyness. They just, my kids are very reserved, so when I say to them, make salam, I want to cream me because, you know, really, can you just make salam? But
and
as
give them
adults,
big
we
eyes.
Just need to, doesn't know what, they're just shy. So, but as adults, we can set, as they grow up, they'll see us. We're making salam. We're not saying, oh, that person didn't greet me, so I didn't greet them. Because that is what our kids pick up on the fastest. If the first time you say that in front of them, it will stay with them forever. But if you say, make salam to everyone that you meet, every female you meet for females, every male you meet for males, they'll learn that. And slowly but surely, they'll pick up on that. So as, I mean, teenagers, yes, make salam to the older people, but as older generation, we need to set an example. Whoever the older generation is, I mean, those in their 40s now are older generation to the younger ones, those in their 60s are, you know, older to the 40-year-olds or whatever. So there's an example to be set there. So each of us need to just take that little bit of initiative to set an example for those who are younger, and each one will pick up on it, because really, trying to teach kids etiquette is a big challenge we have in today's time.
Faiza, in 30 seconds, we've got, what is your challenge for our listeners today?
Well, actually, just that we should start making salam, and maybe they could tweet us and, you know, say on Facebook and say, you know what, what are their experiences when they're not hiding behind their ego? If people have been doing that a lot, where they feel, I don't want to greet somebody when I go past them, just a small challenge to this week, one extra person a day, if you see that many, or even one person from now to next week, one extra person that you can just make salam to in the way that we've described, and let's see what it feels like. And we'll look out at to social media and see whether, you know, that makes a difference. So we're hoping to spread salam, inshallah, through this program, and everyone can get the benefit from it.
Ameen. Jazakallah khair, Faiza, for this enlightening discussion. So from myself to you, and on behalf of the listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And that was Faiza Munshi talking about etiquette of greeting and ego. What an enlightening discussion. We've run out of time. The end of the Power Half Hour for today. We'll pick it up inshallah next week, Monday again. From us for now, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. One more thing, like Faiza said, send those messages to the 48855 WhatsApp 0727861548 or Twitter at EJAZ_K for the final time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.